Hey, everybody. A part of my conversation with the great Megyn Kelly. I think you'll really enjoy this. Check out her show, The Megyn Kelly Show, on SiriusXM and podcasts everywhere. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. Members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of The Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
For over 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I'm proud to partner with them. Right now, you can get their Every Friday Matters special today. Patriot Mobile is giving away a brand new smartphone when you make the switch. Patriot Mobile offers exceptional nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks without your dollars funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your phone and your number for a limited time. Get a free smartphone. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Friday. Again, that's a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the promo code Friday. This is a limited time offer or until supplies run out. Terms and conditions apply. Join me and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT.
Charlie, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, as Kamala Harris would say, we did it, Joe, but we did it, Megyn. And your speech was awesome, by the way. Thank you for your support and how amazing that was. I really believe that moved votes. And not to mention just your podcast here, I think it held the line with sane women in this country and gave them an understanding of the stakes and gave them an understanding of really what we are up against. And so you deserve a lot of credit too, Megyn, because this was really a coalition. There's so much to unpack from this election. Part of it is also how alternative media was able to crush the major propagandist networks. And you look at 4 years ago during COVID, all of our alternative media was largely censored, but we won this time. Podcasts and shows like this one, Joe Rogan, my show, the All In podcast, the left couldn't keep up with it. And President Trump, to his great credit, built a once in a lifetime unity ticket, which I think the media completely underestimated, from Bobby Kennedy to Tulsi Gabbard. And then finally, of course, it cannot be repeated enough. God bless Elon Musk. I mean, that guy put it all on the line. I mean, it wasn't just like he wrote a check and hoped it would get better. He lived in Pennsylvania the last 45 days of the election. He personally would host town halls across the state of Pennsylvania. He was giving away $1 million a day to random citizens to help encourage citizen participation. And so there's a lot of people that deserve credit. We all kind of played a small role. And that's why it feels so different than 2016. 2016 was just lightning in a bottle, took them by surprise. It was a movement. This was really 30 or 40 different people that went all in, that we just called the bluff of the Democrats, and we beat the most powerful thing ever to exist in the history of the world. It's pretty awesome. Praise God.
Oh, it's amazing. And you are so generous and kind to be giving me any credit when you truly deserve actual credit for getting Donald Trump elected. I mean, truly, you're one of a handful of five that really made the difference. And we need look no further than the youth vote. That wasn't the exclusive reign of your influence, but man, when have young people come out for the Republican? I mean, Like, never. And especially never. In today's day and age, where he's been totally demonized all over TikTok and the sources of information that they use. But you reached billions. I mean, obviously, there's not that many people voting in this election. But I mean, the number of views of your videos going out onto these college campuses, you know, challenging them, saying, go ahead. Like, why are you voting for her? Let's walk through it. That would go viral every time. We have to look at some of them because, like I said, it's just so fun right now. Here's one woman who was very much determined to believe that Donald Trump is a racist. And here's Charlie dismantling her. Saw it too.
You got to give me a good reason, at least two, why you don't like Trump.
He's racist. Oh my God. Yup, boomy.
Uh-huh. Can you define what does it mean to be racist?
Do you want me to look up a definition?
No, I want you to. You said he's a racist, so you must have a definition of racism in your mind. Tell me what that definition is.
Okay, so. I'm going to make you guys wait on this. Ooh, zero knowledge.
Guys, please don't heckle.
So it's hatred towards another race, right?
So when has he ever exhibited that? Give me clear and specific examples.
You got one? I heard someone say he told... Yes!
Okay, but let me just help you out here.
Uh-huh.
What, you think he's a racist because the media has told you he's a racist? Because you can't give me an example off the top of your head, and even when you phone a friend to the audience. I'm not criticizing you. Maybe the media is lying to you.
Wow. Truer words were never spoken. How many exchanges do you think you had like that on college campuses, Charlie?
Oh, I mean, we had hundreds this semester. That particular video, by the way, received over 60 million views on TikTok alone. So we tallied it up. It was, again, billions of views. So that means that target young voters were watching our content 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And so Megan, we do these tours. I visited 25 college campuses this semester, which is the most I've ever done. And over the summer, we said, how do we make a difference? And we were doing these videos in the spring. And I came up with the idea. I said, man, I think the election is going to be as hot as a pistol. I think there's going to be a lot of interest. Why don't we do the most tours ever? But instead of the traditional evening events, why don't we do these kind of dialogues and these exchanges to try to see if we can show the world the contrast of ideas and to see which ideas are better and to kind of create this digital movement of people that want to make up their mind. And Megan, it was way more successful than I could have ever imagined. And part of it was how unscripted it was. Anyone could come up at any time, a professor, a professional debater. You could bring notes. You could bring 10 friends with you. There's no rules, right? And so that's very interesting to an audience, both digital and in person. And it was so real when so much of this campaign on the Democrat side was fake and synthetic. And so here we were with the most real thing you can do, which is set up a table and talk to people that are 180 degrees opposed to you. And so we started doing these events in early. The first one we did was University of Wisconsin-Madison. And we drew 2,000 people. And I said, I've been doing this for 12 years, okay? I've done more on college campuses than I think anybody in this space, not, you know, belittling anybody, but it's been the fields of which I've been working for 12 years. We'd be lucky to get like 100 people and a lot of protesters, right? We drew 2,000 people in Madison as our first one in September. And I turned to my team, I said, is this an anomaly? Is there something happening at Madison that I don't know? And all of a sudden we did 3 or 4 more and it was becoming the rule. And I said to my team, I said, guys, something is happening on these campuses. And the media was ignoring it. In fact, we were mocked on social media by all the intelligentsia of the political establishment, right? And the left saying, oh, you know, the polls show that younger voters are going to go for Kamala than ever before. And I said, well, maybe. But what I'm seeing is unlike anything I've ever seen before. And not only that, Megan, our ground game and our ground team was registering these kids to vote. We were getting thousands and thousands of these first-time voters. So it wasn't just like, okay, let's put on a show and we leave. We were translating the support into votes, which is kind of the operating thesis. It was our theory of the case, if you will, as we were going into this. And then finally, as a kicker, you know, we had Mark McKinnon go to one of our campus stops who's a fair guy, but he's definitely not a Trumper, and he was a Bush guy.
No.
He did the circus. And I've always had respect for him. And he started to see this stuff on social media, and to his credit, unlike anybody else, he's like, I need to see this. He was almost like, I don't believe it. So he went to the University of Georgia, and we drew 5,000 people, Megan, 5,000 people at the University of Georgia. And he went and he was like, I said that Kamala was going to win, but now I'm second guessing myself based on what he saw. I was like, yeah, Mark, I mean, there's something happening here. And now the exit polls, we won the youth vote in Michigan. We almost won it in Wisconsin. In Pennsylvania, we don't know, but we almost flipped Senex County, which is Penn State. We got within 1 point of it, which usually it's a 20-point Democrat victory there. And we went to Penn State and did a massive event. We did 5 events in Penn State, by the way, this cycle for obvious reasons. And it's tempting to say that it was a landslide, which it was. However, let me kind of humble the audience a little bit. Donald Trump won by less than a point in Wisconsin, about 28,000 votes. He won by a point-ish, 1.2 in Michigan. And then he won by 1 point in Pennsylvania. And so, Megan, it is conceivable that without this record movement of youth vote, he doesn't win. And I'm not saying that because I'm, you know, in that space, but we're talking about a point and a half across 3 states. Now, the Sunbelt states were more generous and were more decisive. But as you know, everyone was saying, if you can't win a Rust Belt state, Kamala is president. So you could say that the kids are all right and the kids put Donald Trump back in the White House.
It's incredible. I mean, no one's really paid that much attention to them before. It's one of those things where Republicans have always assumed they're not gettable. And then along comes Charlie Kirk. I mean, I don't mean to go totally biblical on you, but I really feel like this is destiny. And I've been thinking about you this past week so much because I know we talked about this in 2016. You were like Don Jr.'s assistant. You were helping him with bags.
I was getting diet Red Bulls for, sugar-free Red Bulls for Don Jr. I was, you know, I had no Twitter followers. We had Turning Point, but it was a small thing. And yeah, 8 years ago, I was a bag carrier.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. Also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner.
So this is what made me think of you, among other things, the obvious. I know you saw this clip, her disgusting, gross elitism and her complete out of touch nature with respect to the rest of the world. Sonny Hostin goes on The View and decides now would be a great time to dump all over the so-called uneducated, not non-college educated, the uneducated, which is what you are in Sonny Hostin's view, including you, Charlie Kirk, because she's conflating, right, people who didn't go to college with people who are uneducated. We've got to look at the clip, and then I need your reaction.
What we did not have is white women who voted about 52%. Right. For Donald Trump, uneducated white women is my understanding. You have Latino men actually voting more for him. And you have and black men was not the story. We're not the story here because they voted almost 80% for the vice president.
Right.
So why do you think that uneducated white women voted against their reproductive health freedoms? And why do you think Latino men voted in favor of someone that's going to deport, says he's going to deport the majority
white,
of his community?
I don't think white women like being called uneducated white women. I think the economy matters, national security matters. But when you put people in these boxes, I think that's a takeaway from this race.
Okay. It's amazing. She's specifically there referring to the women, but of course it's the non-college educated men as well who voted for Donald Trump. And the nerve of this woman to whom the country has given so much to try to dump on people who didn't go to college. Look at you. Look at your achievements. How do you like the so-called uneducated now, Sonny?
Yeah. And again, by the way, rarely do you get the answer to a question in the question. And her whole question is exactly why there was a rebellion against them.
Yes.
Listen, just because you didn't go to college doesn't mean you're stupid, and it doesn't mean that you don't have wisdom. I always differentiate between knowledge and wisdom. You can go to college and get a bunch of irrelevant facts about how men can allegedly give birth or whatever they teach. I mean, or about North African lesbian poetry. Okay, that's fine, I guess.
Awesome.
But I said this to our team. I said working people, the muscular class, including working women in the sense of, you know, waitresses and women that work for Amazon, and there's a lot of women delivery drivers. They are so in favor of Trump, and they don't want to be called stupid or uneducated. And I've said this for so long, and it's finally manifested, which is that it is laced into how we do our public opinion polling. And she played into it perfectly, because I've said this for a decade, and finally I have a piece of evidence to show this more than anything else, that we look at how we elect our leaders in two buckets, stupid and smart. And the stupid people are the people that don't have a certificate from Yale, and the smart people are $200,000 in debt because they went to Drake. And so the breakdown, though, is that Donald Trump, which, by the way, is just smart politics, because there's more people that didn't go to college than did go to college. And I know that's really hard for the Democrats mm-hmm. to realize, because everyone in their circle went to college. But the majority of the country actually does not have a four-year college diploma. The majority of the country are people that have two-year technical degrees or community college, or they just went into the workforce right out of high school. And so Donald Trump gave these people a voice, because they're tired of being told that they're stupid just because they didn't go into debt to go study that something that doesn't matter, to find jobs that don't exist. And these people, by the way, Megan, both men and women, we call them, as I said, the muscular class. They are the ones that kept the economy alive to great personal risk for themselves and their family during COVID. They're the ones that delivered you your Uber Eats for 3 months on straight, while you in the laptop class were able to keep on doing your job by opening your laptop in the comfort of your home while the Amazon trucks were still delivered and the supply chain went uninterrupted. Those people have felt belittled. They have felt talked down to. And Donald Trump communicated with them better than any candidate since Ronald Reagan in 1988. And the final point I'll say is this, is Sonny, you guys thought that abortion was going to be this like quasi zealot religious issue. I'm pro-life. If people in the audience aren't, that's fine. What I'm saying, though, what gives me promise, and I think we can all agree on this, is that there are other issues that should animate and drive our politics other than this very divisive one. And I was really encouraged by that, Megan, encouraged, because the media was forcing this as an up or down vote on a referendum on a highly complicated, very emotional, very personal issue. And it turned out the American people were like, yeah, actually, these other six things matter more, and good for mm-hmm. them.
By the way, Sonny Hostin, I think, went to Notre Dame. Her son's at Harvard. Her daughter's at Cornell. She's married to the Ivy League. And that's why she looks down on everyone else as a bunch of stupid losers.
That's right.
Who didn't vote the right way because they're not as smart as she is. I spent many years across from Sonny Hostin on the set of Bill O'Reilly. She is not as smart as she thinks she is. In fact, I defy you to show me one debate we ever had that she won. There isn't one.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Did you know that 80% of adults take supplements? To feel our best, right? Well, one thing your dog can't do without you is improve their diet or health to feel their best. That's why I believe Rough Greens could dramatically help your best friend by adding what's missing to their diet like you do. Rough Greens is helping thousands of dogs feel better and live longer, including my dog who loves it. I want what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, who created Rough Greens, is also an airborne ranger and Green Beret, an amazing background. He loves dogs and he's on a mission to help as many as he can. Dog food is dead food, and Rough Greens supplements your dog's food with essential vitamins and minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and antioxidants. Dr. Black is offering a free Jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. Get back their energy, improve elimination, and get rid of itching, scratching, achy joints, and bad breath. So fetch your free Jumpstart trial bag today and just cover shipping. Don't change your dog's food, and you don't have to. Just add Rough Greens. Go to ruffgreens.com/Kirk, ruffgreens.com/Kirk.
So I'm not done with the Charlie Kirk homage.
Oh, boy.
We put together a little bit of you on your college tour just so the audience can see some of the hard work you were doing. Let's play Sot 1.
Can you tell me her greatest accomplishment?
No, I can't.
Can you tell me a single accomplishment?
I cannot. I want to leave.
What is Kamala Harris's greatest accomplishment?
The Hawk Boss.
Could you please explain why under a Trump presidency would be more beneficial to me than a Harris presidency?
I want to try to win you over as a liberal for Donald Trump.
Why should I vote for Trump?
There's no guesswork in this election. We know the type of president that Trump was and that he will be.
There are three things I want you to think about when voting for Trump. Homeownership, border, war. Three objective things.
When I decide, just in case, can I have a hat?
You can have a hat.
So which way are you leaning?
Can I get a hat?
That's a good answer.
How are you leaning this election?
Well, after what you said, Trump.
Let's go.
All right. And 2 points on that, Charlie. So we had a bunch of kids from my son's high school here with me in studio on election night. And, you know, maybe like whatever, 15 of them. And they were all Trump supporters. There was no screening. Like, we're only taking the Trump supporters. But that it just happened to be how it worked out. And that third point, war, was a big one for all of them. They're actually really worried about this neocon strain in the Democrat Party because they're the ones who are going to have to go fight it. And so you were tapping into exactly the right thing. And then one other cue point, my kids are in school all day and therefore do not listen to my show every day. They listen to it here and there, and they get clips on social media. And we were talking this week about who I had coming on today, and I told him Charlie Kirk. And my son and my daughter, she's 13, he's 15, go, "You know Charlie Kirk?" I'm like, "Yes, I know Charlie Kirk. Yes." They go, "Could we meet Charlie Kirk?" I'm like, "I think I could arrange it at some point." But that's how young, like a 13-year-old girl. She's seen your clips. She's been influenced by you. They watched you on that show. Where do they surround you and you debate all
Jubilee.
The people? Jubilee. They watched you there.
That was something.
I mean, you're making a huge difference, not just in today's voters, but in the next up-and-coming ones who are going to be voting 4 years from now, Charlie. It's huge. I do feel there's something divine going on. You were chosen for some reason.
Well, I'm humbled. And I said this. Well, thank you, Megan. And I'd love to meet your kids. I said this on election night. God gave us grace as a nation. I'm humbled by it. I say praise God. I'm just a small part. And he used what we were doing. I mean this. I had zero expectation that what we were going to do was actually going to move the dial this much. We did it out of obedience. We did it out of, hey, let's play the role. You know what it's like on a campaign, right, Megan? Oh, if we can move, you know, a couple hundred people and do your part and it all adds up. I had no idea that this thing was going to set off the way it did. And I mean, we look at these youth vote numbers. It's not normal. It's the best performance by a Republican since 1988. And allow me to say one other thing about the youth vote that I think you'll really appreciate, Megan, which is the Democrats underestimated how much pent-up rebellion energy was there because of how they were treated and lied to during COVID and the political correct regime that coupled with COVID. So they lost proms, graduations, they had to wear masks, they were on Zoom class. And then during it, they were propagandized with the most ferocious, aggressive, misleading left-wing propaganda on race, on sexuality, on gender, on America that we've ever seen. And so now, 4 years later, this Gen Z was like, you know what? You guys in charge, the same people that were trying to lock up Trump, you guys materially messed up my life, and I don't like you. And I think the Democrats misread the vibe. You know, for all about, you know, they're about the vibe, they misread it. And we happened to read the room. We saw it. And again, these kids were disproportionately punished for doing nothing wrong during COVID for extended periods of time. And the Democrats just shrugged their shoulders. Oh, kids will get over it. Think about it, Megan. You know, you remember probably years 13 through 17 more than years, you know, 23 through 27. Those are your formative years. And they were robbed by these kids, from these kids. And so we played into that in the best possible way. And Donald Trump became this ascendant symbol of, we're going to take back the country so that you can have a better future. And as I said, at almost every campus stop, you guys represent the first generation since George Washington to have it worse off than your parents. It is a breakdown of the social contract. You are the most depressed, anxious, suicidal, drug addicted, psychiatric drug addicted, alcohol addicted generation in history. You guys deserve better. We do politics basically for one reason, to leave a better future for our kids. I mean, all the other stuff is fine, but that's really why we do this, right? So that you can keep this beautiful experiment going. And we failed in that. And this next generation had a say to try to make sure that they could also have access to the American dream like their parents. And they spoke decisively. And every Democrat right now is scratching their head, going through precinct by precinct, wondering why their safe spots of college campuses like Dane County, Wisconsin, like Center County, Pennsylvania, like Arizona State, like University of Arizona in Tucson, why they moved 20 to 25 points in Donald Trump's direction.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.